on Monday, Pam gave out a challenge to create a dream board. And yesterday, many of you, I was really thrilled to hear how many of you participated in talking about your dream board. And I want to kind of expand on that today a little bit. But also, the week before, on Wednesday, Steve talked about having a game plan. And, you know, what is your game plan? Do you have one? How are you mapping out what you're going to do to create your success? And many of you are mentioning, hey, what am I going to do to map out my 773 or whatever it is? I don't know if he cares that I say this, but Terry Staton did a 10-5-5. That's kind of his thing, is 10-5-5. And whatever your goal is, you know, what are you doing to map that out? So it's really important, guys. I find it really interesting that both of these things have come up in the last week, because it's really important to have a dream board and a game plan, because a dream board without a game plan, that's just a dream. Because if you don't have a plan to make that dream board come true, then it's just a dream. If you have a game plan and you don't have a dream board, then you have no fuel for your game plan. You don't have that why. You don't have something that's driving you. It doesn't have any passion. Now, here's where it gets kind of kooky. I want to talk a little bit more about dream boards. You know, why do you think we do dream boards? What's the power of a dream board? Give me some of your thoughts and ideas. Why have a dream board? Anyone?
I think a lot of time. It's goal intentions, and when Terry shared yesterday or the day before about, you know, victories, and I used to, you know, when I used to look at my dream boards, it was that it was done, and so I would put a D-O-N-E across a lot of the things that I had gotten done.
That's
and,
a good idea.
You know,
visualization.
I thought, yeah. And
motivation.
And it was amazing, you guys. When you start looking at those dots, and I bought little higher, and I remember my kids asking me, because when they walked in, the first thing they saw up on my front of my shelf was my dream board, and they were in it. They were always in it, and I cannot tell you how many times and how important that is that they could visualize that as well.
That's awesome. Anybody else? Why a dream board?
Motivation.
Really good. Somebody else.
It keeps it top of mind.
It keeps it at the top of your mind. Right. What does it do? Visualization. Yep. How about feeling? Does it make it real? Makes it more real when you have something to stare at, right? If you don't have a dream board, if you haven't put it down on a board, I'm going to call that a dream plan. A dream plan. Right? You plan to have it. It's all in your, it's mental only. It's a mental dream board. And if you only have a mental dream board, what happens to that dream board during the day? Okay, I'm going to give you some hints. Yeah, it fades.
It gets crowded.
It gets crowded. It gets interrupted by all your thoughts, right? I mean, here's me. How many of you have tried to meditate, right? Here's what happens to me when I first start to meditate. My brain goes crazy. When I try to quiet my brain, I swear it goes Mach 2 with your hair on fire. I'm thinking about, oh, I didn't get the laundry done. What about that book, Horton Hears a Who? I wonder where my fifth grade teacher is. What's for dinner? I mean, it goes all over the place, right? But when you have something that you're looking at that you can focus on, then that's the difference between a dream plan and a dream board. You know, Sound of Music is one of my favorite movies, and Steve and I watched it about 10 days ago, a week ago, whatever it was. And one of the songs is So Long Farewell, when all the kids are standing up at the dinner party and they sing this song. But one of the sentences in that song is, I flit, I float, I fleetly flee, I fly. And I think that's what kind of happens if you don't have a dream board or you're focused. Right. If you don't have that dream board, then you're going to flit and float and fleetly flee and fly because you
they
don't have something.
They connect to your dreams.
That's right. Exactly. You know, last night I had to go pick up something from my niece. And she has a little daughter who's 12 years old. Her name's Ellie. And Ellie wants to be a writer. And Ellie has, I mean, this is a very serious thing. She's actually a very good writer. She's only 12 years old. She wants to write a book, and a famous book. And she has written, she's gone into Canva, and she has made pretend book covers in Canva with all the artwork and the name of her book with her as the author on there. And she's got dreams about what she wants to do with her money. She wants to buy her parents a summer home so that they will relax finally in their lives. She's an only child. And it's just really interesting to see what she did. Now, kids are dreamers, right? You know, you also have kids that they say, oh, what do you want to do when you grow up? Well, I'm going to be a vet. Well, they say that when they're at the zoo. I'm going to be a veterinarian. Or if they're watching a movie, they want to be Spider-Man, or they want to be a princess or whatever. But, you know, if a child hasn't really developed their why like Ellie has, which isn't a bad thing, then they confidently think, I'm going to go be a vet. They confidently think, I'm going to go, you know, be a Spider-Man or whatever. They have confidence. But once you start realizing what you really want to do with your dreams, then your confidence becomes, it's more stable, but it also can be challenged. One of the things I noticed with Ellie is that, you know, the more she has her dream and sets it, the more she gets and the more she grows up, right? And you have the outside world saying, oh, that's nice, Ellie, that you want to have a best-selling book. That's nice. You know, and she's like, I just don't know if I could do it. You know, and I sat her down and I said, don't you let anybody steal your dream. You go out there. If that's what you want, you keep making your book covers. You keep writing. You keep doing the things that are necessary. You write an article and you get it with your PTA. I mean, there's all kinds of things she can do. And guys, that's the difference between a dream plan and a dream board. Okay, now I want to switch gears for just a moment. I want to talk about game plans, right? What's the importance of a game plan? Why do you need a game plan? Give me your thoughts. Hello?
Like me driving to Minnesota and thinking I'm going to end up at Terry's house. If I don't have a map on how to get there, I'm never going to find her.
Oh, that's really good. 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 It's mapping out. That's excellent. Anybody else?
The days just slip by if you don't have a plan. Pretty soon it's night.
Time floats by. That's correct.
Your Monday becomes a Friday.
Okay, that's great. All of these are really, really good. Now I'm going to give you a concept because we talked about a dream board, and if you have a dream board, that's good. If you don't, it's a dream plan. Now I'm going to oppose it. If you have a game plan, that's really good, but if you don't have a game plan, then it's like having a game board. A game board, right? How many of you play game board games? How many of you have played board games? Monopoly, Risk,
yes.
Life. Anybody played those?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, those game boards, who made those game boards?
Above.
Did you make the game board, or did somebody else make the game board?
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
And so, like, for instance, is it real money that you make, or is it Monopoly money?
Play money.
It's play money. And so until you make a game plan, guys, then your limitless demonstrator is like just playing a board game, right? It's kind of just been designed by somebody else, 773, designed by somebody else. And so it's not real. It's funny money. But when you make a game plan, that's made by you. And it matches your dream board, right? They go hand in hand, and they're fueled by a dream board, and it's real money. And it makes the limitless demonstrator part of a very real plan. And so here's my question for you guys today. Which do you have, right? I want you, if you by chance have a piece of paper in front of you, great. If not, I'll put this out there, and I'll have Steve text it out tomorrow morning. But I want you to make a little chart. And in fact, I'll just text it out tomorrow morning. I'll do this as a top off for tomorrow morning. But here's my point. If you have a dream board and a game plan, then your business is going to take off. Because if you are focusing on your dream board every day, there is magic that happens by focusing on it and getting the feelings from that and imagining what your world is like. If you only have a dream plan, you're going to flit and float and fly away. And if you have a game plan, you're going to support your game board. And if you have a game board, you're not going to. So here's the bad combinations, right? What if you have a game board, but you only have a dream plan? In other words, what if you don't have a dream board, but you've made out your game plan? What's going to happen to your game plan if you only have a dream plan? You're only floating that around in your mind. What will happen to your game plan?
It'll fail.
It'll fade, right? Because you don't have the power behind it. As Cindy said, which I love today, you know, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. So when you have one of those things where someone you really thought was going to say yes said no, or you don't have the tenacity like Tanya had to help Linda get to the finish line and come and join us, then if you don't have a dream board, you only have a dream plan, then your game plan isn't going to take off. What if you have a dream board, but you only have a game plan? You're only planning in your mind, a game board. What if you have a dream board and a game board? What's going to happen to your dream board? Is it ever going to take off?
Yeah.
So this is one of the things I want you to work on today, as I want you to decide, do you have a dream board or a dream plan? And do you have a game board or a game plan? Which ones do you have? Which combination do you have? And then we'll make a determination tomorrow as to which direction your business is going to be going. And last but not least, I want to talk about belief. Do you believe in dream boards? Do you guys still believe in dream boards?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in game plans?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a difference between believing in them and believing them. You can't believe a dream board unless you have one. And there's a difference in believing in it that's outside somewhere. It's out in front of you somewhere. Yeah, I believe in dream boards. I believe in. But when you believe it, right, you believe that dream board, it's because you have one. You don't just believe in dream boards. You believe your dream board. You believe it. That's when you've got it internalized. So the question is, do you believe in them or do you believe them because you have them and you're making them work? So, guys, I want to say do the work. Do the work. Make the dream board. Find out if you don't have a dream board, why don't you? Is it because it feels too private to put it out on public? You don't know where to put your board. You don't know what to make it out of. You know, let's talk about dream boards. Make the dream board tomorrow. And let's make it today, and let's talk about making the dream board and make the game plan. Make your dream board, make your game plan, and then spend time with them. Because until you get that feeling that's driving you from within, then it'll be like every little thing from the outside can knock you off your game. And who do you think people want to be around? People who believe their dream board and their game plan, or people who are just believing in a dream board and a game plan? Think about that. Who do you think people are going to want to be? Who do you think people will be attracted to? Right? I mean, when I heard Tanya this morning saying, "Hey, you just stick with them and know that you want that what's best for them." How many of you want to be around Tanya this morning? Right?
Me.
That's right, because she's got it going here. That's who people want to be around. And so dream board, game plan, believe in them or believe them. That's your challenge for today, and let's talk about it tomorrow, and I'll make my little chart and have Steve send it out to you guys for tomorrow morning's call. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic dream board game plan day.